The Public News Service Daily Newscast for November 10th, 2022. I'm Mary Sherman. Control of the U.S. Senate could once again be decided in Georgia, as a tight race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker heads to a runoff. Tramell Gomes has the story.
Peach State voters are bracing for a four-week blitz of campaigning and massive spending as each candidate and his supporters pump record cash into the race. So far, Warnock's campaign has spent $135.8 million, while Walker's has spent $32.4 million, according to data from the Federal Election Commission. Millions in outside spending are also expected to keep flooding the state. Sarah Briner with the research group Open Secrets says the expenditure is par for the course.
So Georgia, being a purple state, is going to likely see huge amounts of spending in the future, so long as those races are the ones that have the potential to make or break the outcome.
This will be the second runoff for Warnock.
Meanwhile, votes in Arizona are still being counted and several close races are still to be called. Science professor at the University of Arizona, Tom Volge, says if the gubernatorial and Senate races in Arizona are indicators of how close margins will be, the same should be expected for other contested parts of the election.
Most of the races in contested part of the elections are going to be very, very tight, which probably means that we may not know possibly a week before the final results are in.
While some states saw glitches with equipment and accusations of voter fraud, Ohio's Election Day operations are being deemed a success. Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio, Jen Miller, says there were just a few hiccups during early voting and at the polls.
Some of it's definitely just associated with the combination of having a lot of issues and candidates on the ballot, as well as high turnout, which did create lines. We always have some challenges with voters who maybe forgot to update their registration or didn't bring the right ID.
Now to Kentucky, where voters rejected a ballot measure that would have changed language in the state's constitution to permanently deny the right to an abortion.
Reproductive health advocates say the election results could pave the way for striking down the state's trigger law, which banned the procedure in the state immediately after the overturning of Roe v. Wade earlier this year. Kentucky State Director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates, Tamara Weider, explains the state's Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on November 15th in a case that considers if the ban violates the privacy, bodily autonomy, and self-determination rights guaranteed by the Kentucky Constitution.
And it's no coincidence that we're in the courts next week. The Supreme Court said they wanted to see what Kentuckians wanted from this vote.
Secretary of State Michael Adam has said more than 50% of registered voters cast their ballot on Tuesday, possibly the highest voter turnout in a midterm election in decades. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
This is PNS. Educators across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts say voters showed their commitment to public education in the midterm election by passing the Fair Share Amendment. We get the story from Catherine Carley.
It's expected to generate at least $2 billion in revenue for schools, universities, and vocational training. Joanna Gonzalez of the Massachusetts State Colleges Association says the new funding is no magic bullet, but a start to addressing system failures in the state.
We need to start to address some of the crumbling infrastructure in our public campuses and the buildings, our roads and MBTA. And that's going to require some additional funding beyond fair share.
Many business groups opposed the Fair Share Amendment, warning it could make the Commonwealth less economically competitive and drive away employers.
Now to New York, where voters approved the state borrowing $4.2 billion for robust climate-friendly projects. The Clean Water, Clean Air, and Green Jobs Environmental Bond Act includes funding for a variety of projects, including electric school buses and charging infrastructure, making state-owned buildings green, and farmland preservation. Ann Reynolds with the Alliance for Clean Energy New York says what's missing is incentives for electric vehicles.
The plan is to phase out internal combustion engine vehicles over time, but in order to get people to get started on that, they are going to have some incentives to have people buy electric cars.
A breed of cattle known for fewer environmental impacts is being studied in New Mexico as a decades-long drought continues in the Southwest. Ros Brown reports.
Originally from Spain, Ramiri Criollo cattle are smaller than Black Angus. They can also forage and thrive in arid climates to produce meat and don't mind eating brushy shrubs when grasses run low due to drought. New Mexico State University professor Glenn Duff is leading research to determine if crossbreeding the smaller cattle could be better for rangelands in the Southwest.
Cattle that utilize the landscape better would help out with grazing distribution and plant diversity.
What's labeled a mega drought has gripped the southwestern U.S. for more than two decades.
Meanwhile, LI Unified School District's curriculum on climate change aims to educate students without causing undue anxiety, and teachers say they're trying to strike a balance. Brittany Jefferson, a fifth grade teacher, explains to kids the philosophy held by many Native American tribes.
The seventh generation principle is you are to treat the land and the resources in a way so that seven generations after you will be able to also live off of the land.
Students learn about global warming, but they also live with its effects in the form of droughts, smoky skies due to wildfires, and even a recent storm in Southern California caused by remnants of a hurricane. This story was produced with original reporting from Kaylee Wells for KCRW as part of the Solutions Journalism Network. This is Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations and your favorite podcast platform. Find our A-Trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.